Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We're just going to say fuck it
and call it 4th of July right now.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's tomorrow and
an hour away.
Yeah. So fuck it. You know what? It'll turn into 4th of July while we're doing this show.
Yeah. We'll light up a firework inside the building for it.
Yep. We have
anybody
entire...
got any poppets?
I don't have any yet. I do have a plan for that.
Are you going to buy like 30... Are you going to buy like the entire package of them?
You mean like a pallet of...
Well, because at the firework stands by Safeway, you can buy the box of 30 boxes.
Yep. I might get two.
Oh, no. It's a box of 40 boxes.
40 boxes.
So, and it'll be 30 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's 75 cents per little box.
Well, I would like to state, right. Andrew's here.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Long time no see.
It's been a bit. You have a mustache.
I do.
Congratulations.
Starting to.
Thank you.
I don't know why the middle part.
I call it the reverse Hitler.
So, like, if you and Hitler made out, you would make one complete mustache.
No, because that would never happen, because I'd probably shoot him first.
You Lincoln should
Parks
shoot
and
first.
It's
Rob
rubbed off
from
the friction. Sorry.
Hmm?
Oh, Therese, go ahead. Tell the joke.
What's Ron doing?
The joke. Tell it.
No. Go.
No.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just going to sit in this corner and drink. This is my corner, and that's what I do here.
My plan.
My plan for the poppets. I don't actually remember how much money I spent last year, but last year...
I thought you bought like 20 bucks worth.
That seems about right. The number 20 was involved. It was a multiple of 5. It all makes sense to me. Bought about $20 worth of poppets. They were probably $1 per box. Took all the sawdust out of all the packages, put all the poppets into one container, and slammed it against the ground all at once.
You made one giant explosion.
To great effect. I didn't leave a crater in the ground or anything. But
no,
still...
just minor crater in your hearing.
Yeah.
Not that bad. Somebody tried cooking an egg in our microwave at work and put a crater in the microwave at work.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Can we just microwave eggs for 4th of July? I think we can, because we're going through a period of extreme drought right now. Every single Smokey the Bear sign I've seen has its arrow in the red saying, don't you fucking start fires or this bear is going to come and kill you. Or the fires, you know, either way.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to revert to safer alternatives as opposed to launching balls of
now
fire
just need
in
somebody
the sky.
We just need a fire extinguisher and somebody with a garden hose.
I have a garden hose.
I don't think that's quite going to be enough.
Well, we're not in the middle of the woods lighting off fireworks. So, worst case is we're going to light someone's yard on fire, which we can take care of.
Yeah. It'll self-contain itself. I'm just saying, we were trying to figure out whose house we're going to go to.
Probably, I don't know. My house has a lot of overhanging trees.
My house is, I would say, the least flammable.
Probably.
Mine's got 5 acres of grass.
Yeah.
Which is very dry.
I have no grass.
Therese has a lot of the same kind of thing. A lot of trees, a lot of dry grass.
Yeah. So if we want to burn down an entire field, we'll just go down to
one of theirs.
Therese's
or
house.
Or we can just say, fuck it, and go down to the river.
That area needs a cleansing anyway, doesn't it? Because of the homeless people living on the Lake Peninsula.
I think they're gone now, aren't they, Therese?
Did they get cleaned out? Are you doing a silent vigil for the rest of the show?
Did what get cleaned out?
Well, we wanted to know.
Homeless people on your property.
Yeah,
yes,
they
did.
All of them?
I don't know.
Did you go on a hunt again? Because it's been a while since we've gone back there and taken a look.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think we went back there one other time, and it was still cleaned out.
Because, you know, you wanted to make sure that nobody was stepping on your turf.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it my turf necessarily, but...
Well,
her turf.
Technically, yes.
It's shared turf. Why not? I mean, I guess. The people who have shoes without holes in the bottoms are the winners because you're not stepping on needles and getting hepatitis or whatever's in needles nowadays. I heard you can catch the gay from needles. You didn't hear it from me, though.
I
heard it from someone else.
Well, it's legal now, so it's okay.
It doesn't matter if you supposedly catch the gay, I guess, which is such a strange phrase to start out with grammatically, but I won't get into that.
Let's not get into the gays.
I wonder if they have a vaccine for that.
A vaccine for the gay?
Yeah.
They do. It's called lots and lots of straight porn.
I would say castration, but...
Isn't
cure,
there,
cure you of your homosexual predilections.
Isn't there a character in Game of Thrones that's a eunuch? Or am I thinking of the wrong show?
No, there is.
You're thinking of the right one.
Okay. I've seen more episodes than I was pulling
more Imitation Game, Alan Turing kind of thing.
Have I seen that? I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, we watched it. Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley, Enigma Machine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm clued in now. We're fine. I have a couple things I want to bring up. Do people want to hear about the time I unlocked the wrong car or... my problems with Macbeth.
Can we go one than the other?
Yeah, why not?
What do you want first, motherfucker?
How just about you jacking somebody's car?
I didn't jack anybody's car.
He put thought into it, though.
All right, so there was some thought.
Oh, I just was spitballing there.
What month was this? May, I think. It was whenever I went back to the, I went to the East Coast for my grandpa's funeral. And we rented a van while we were over there. It was a white Toyota something. I don't know the models of cars. Judge me how you will. It was a minivan, and it had those cool doors where, like, you push the button and it opens and it slides. That's kind of fun.
All right.
Because then you can just push that button over and over and, like, crack walnuts with it. And I didn't do that, but it seems like something that you could do.
Sounds like you'd probably try it.
I did not try it, but it's a dream of mine now that I just realized I never had.
To crack walnuts with a minivan door?
Absolutely. I mean, like, don't you have a desire to smash things with things you're not supposed to smash things with?
Sure.
I do it every day.
Minivan doors, but...
Doors are, like, one of the easiest things to do it with.
It's true.
Yeah. They're like putting eggs in microwaves.
Exactly.
It's the exact same sort of thing. You just want to see what happens. We rented this van, and in the middle of the night, I realized that I didn't have a kind of shirt that I needed to go with my suit. I forgot, like, the white-colored shirt, which was... You can't really go shirtless with a suit jacket. It's
sure
not,
you can.
No, I can't.
Not really.
I don't know if anyone in this room can...
Or
I don't know,
it's not so much can, white. It's should.
Should is the proper word. Can, yes.
Nobody really should. Nobody really should unless you're, like, getting bottle service in some sort of club and you're behind the velvet rope and your Biggie Smalls looking bouncer is standing in front of the rope. That's when you can wear the suit with the no shirt underneath it. That's fine at that point.
Is that your thoughts on this, Therese, or when's acceptable?
I don't have any thoughts on it.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. I don't know if anyone could get thoughts for it. I didn't expect any further dialogue from that, but we'll keep going. I needed to get that shirt, and we bought the shirt, we left the store, blah, 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 and we go to climb in the van, and I'm getting in my seat, and all of a sudden I realize there's a bunch of shit on the passenger seat where I usually sit. There's shopping bags and there's garbage on the floor. And we realized that we opened the wrong van.
Oops.
Somebody had the exact same van as us in that parking lot. And we just, they forgot to lock it. Our fob didn't open it.
Uh-oh.
We just waltzed right in.
I'm still trying to figure out how you had a van.
They
rented a van when they were in Virginia.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were renting it because, amazingly, we can't strap cars to the tops of airplanes yet. I don't know when we're going to get that technology. Hopefully around the same time as hoverboards, which...
coming in September.
Hey, did you guys see the one from Lexus yet?
We just need to connect with aliens. We can get that technology.
They better. I mean, they gave us transistors and pyramids, so why don't they just go ahead and give us the hoverboards?
The internet, everything.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do we want to start researching the Lexus hoverboard? Because
sure.
we can.
I've already seen a couple of the promotional videos. It's pretty fucking.
We don't buy into promo videos.
Okay, so in these promo videos that you were watching, did the guy actually ride the board?
Yes,
he really
did
rode
it. Show the entire
one of the
body.
Ones I saw was him riding the board.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we need to see this and tear apart the video for the video fakery. I'm just saying, because the Tony Hawk video had video fakery.
Yeah, that was... okay, here's the video from CNBC, I guess. Is this what you watched?
It was one of the ones that we brought up on board the ship itself. Like, somebody
brought
it up.
Boy, that's extremely helpful to me.
I know, right?
It isn't. I don't remember
which one it was. Just, I remember seeing one of them, the guy was writing, but I've seen a couple of the promotional videos of them, like, showing it actually floating on its own.
Okay, but that's it floating on its own, like, in this video here.
Yeah.
But the guy's not just, he's not writing it.
Like I said, there was one that somebody
was
writing.
Look, he's walking right up to it, and he's like, ooh, I should put my foot on this, and cut. And it's Marty McFly doing, because some guy made a shitty fan video of this. It doesn't exist. I don't believe in it.
No.
They're just like, ooh, we can make this board.
Until you somehow show the science about how you made it, or like show some sort of actual demonstration that's not a promo video.
And anyway, looking at the promo video here, this hoverboard doesn't even meet the criteria that we're looking for.
It's still a hoverboard. You got to start somewhere.
It's not. If we're starting there, that's like the worst place to start, where you can only drive this little piece of $10,000 plastic and superconductors.
It is made by Lexus, so of course it's going to be probably $15,000.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do they just add that surcharge to. They call it the CEO pocket liner fee. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But it's not conclusive.
The unmarked Toyota fee.
If all you can do with this board is put superconductors in it, and then you can only drive around on metal surfaces for the entire time that you own the board, it's pointless. You're not.
It would be great for me on the ship.
On the oh yeah, because your entire floor is made out of metal. Yeah, maybe you can figure out a way to take the slack out of the Navy's budget surplus, and everybody on the ship just gets a hoverboard. That'd be kick-ass.
Hey, we might be able to push that
on a carrier, yeah, but not on a destroyer.
Why not on a destroyer?
There's not enough room.
Oh, is it just... Is it the hallways?
The hallways are only like 2.5 feet wide.
I think it would be cooler if we ditched the hoverboard design and maybe just strapped it to your shoes.
It could be plausible.
What is Therese measuring out with her hands here?
I was trying to figure out how wide 2.5 feet is.
Okay.
Like, about the width of this.
That's not 2.5 feet.
That's not 2.5 feet.
That's this like 3+.
This is a 5.5 foot table, right?
I think this is an 8.
I don't know. I just put stuff on it.
Maybe it's 6.
It.
I don't know.
I don't measure out all my stuff before I use it. I just I can put drinks on it.
It has to be even.
Oh, it has to be. We're going to put this level on it. Oh, this corner's imperfect. I should talk to the company about it. I'll just send it down. It's easier. I'm not going to do that. That's
okay,
too much
Mr. Burns.
Work. I don't know why I turned into Mr. Burns, but I think it's excellent.
How's that tequila, Renee?
Oh, it's not too bad, actually. You're very right about the acquired taste thing, but I think I can acquire it tonight.
Ben would be proud.
Yay, we need to get... Is he going to be back for one of our 21st birthdays? Because
I'm
going to
make him come back next
we'll
weekend
see,
for sure.
I know he's in Leavenworth right now, the town, not the prison.
I'm glad you clarified, because all he said is, I'm going to Leavenworth.
And that's the last we've heard from him.
And then why? No response. For 5 years. And then we find out.
Is that all 5 years?
Well,
what do you do?
Maybe a B&E or something.
I don't really know.
What Ben... Okay. Let's not localize this to Ben. What crime would everybody be most likely to commit here?
As in, like,
have we talked about this?
I don't think we have.
What level of crime are you thinking? Like,
any crime.
End us up in a state penitentiary
level
or federal...
Level 2 murder.
Okay, let's just say, what felony...
What felony? Okay.
Treason.
Oh, that's going to be held against me in court, isn't it?
Wait, what was it?
My submission.
I think she said second degree murder.
Holy
which
crap.
Means that it was unintentional or, yeah.
No,
so you,
okay.
You hit someone with
can
a car.
Can I change it to first then?
Holy first degree
crap.
Is you, it was
kidding,
premeditated.
Just kidding.
First
just
degree
kidding.
Is you're holding the gun up to
basically,
someone's head.
Second degree is basically you still actively intended to kill the person, but it wasn't planned out.
It's like, oops.
It was, you know, you see, you know, your, you know, significant other in bed, you know, doing the human pretzel with somebody else, and you shoot and kill them both.
Yeah.
Human pretzel.
Yeah.
It's
the mattress
not,
mambo.
It's not the horizontal tango anymore.
It's known as many things.
Okay, I like the tango one better, even though I can't dance.
No, we're too white to do that.
That's true.
True.
What?
Can I change my felony?
Absolutely, go for it. If you feel it's justified.
Probably, like...
If it pleases the court.
Something about... Never mind. Can I think about it?
Oh, definitely. We can go around the table.
Mine would probably be, I don't know, some sort of...
like selling drugs, like Walter White.
I was going to say distribution of narcotics initially, but I don't know. Probably some sort of theft or, you know, breaking and entering kind of combination thing, like corporate espionage kind of thing.
Corporate espionage.
Not corporate, but like, you know, like breaking
okay, James
into, no, like breaking into some place, stealing something out, and from there.
Okay. What would Andrew be? You said treason, I heard, in the mumble in the beginning.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That or drug smuggling across borders. Because I don't have to go across customs going in and out of other countries, being with the military.
Okay.
Would we be smuggling it in your butthole?
No. Like, it would be straight up in a backpack onto the ship.
Yeah, that sounds more like you're doing, like, the easiest crime you could commit.
Money,
which
man.
Which is, yeah, I mean, whatever, go for it. That seems
hey,
to...
man, I'll bring back, like, three kilos of genuine coke, man.
Okay, I'm going to go for Grand Theft Auto just because it sounds really fun.
So you're going to, you're going to steal a car and go for a joyride?
Yeah.
All right. But put it back when you're done, right?
Yeah, you're just borrowing it without permission.
Because that's what white people do.
Are you going to do a Ferris Bueller thing and try and run it in reverse to get the miles off?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh.
What?
Well, he just
basically they steal the dad's like 50 something. It was like 56 Ferrari, and they drive. They put like 800 miles on it or something like that.
Oh no,
they did
that much.
The valets did.
Well, yeah, it got tons of miles put on it, and then they tried running it in reverse to try and wind the miles back. Which why didn't they just pop the odometer off and take it back a couple?
Well, that was Plan B. The doing it in reverse is a lot more tricksy. I think.
And then when somebody bumps in and drives out the back of the garage?
I don't know. I think it's not that complicated. They had it in the house already. They were just running it backwards. I think all they needed to do was actually drive it backwards, and it would have worked. Maybe it didn't.
No. I don't think it works that way.
Oh.
The miles go on it both ways.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could drive 100 miles in reverse, and it'll add 100 miles.
Anyway, for
it's using the gas either way.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know how cars work. My felony, arson, possibly?
Probably urinating in public or something.
That's not a felony. That's a misdemeanor.
Well, yeah.
But what if you get like 10 of them?
Then you get
probably disorderly conduct or I don't know.
That's not
a question for your dad.
I don't know. Yeah, this is why we need my dad on the show.
Oh, we'll ask your dad what crime he thinks I would commit. And then he'd probably just like say rape
him.
Or something.
Probably make up something. Never mind.
Make up a fake crime.
With that chin hair.
I was going to say another thing that we could say, piracy. Like, not on the internet. I'm thinking like I patch an ARG. Parrot on our shoulder kind of piracy.
I need a boat.
Smuggling.
I need a boat so bad. Like, can I borrow a dinghy from, like, the fleet or something? Is dinghy the right word? Do you have eye patches?
I'm sure we can get
even
some.
Ironically.
Andrew, you need to go back with, like, a fake parrot on your shoulder and eye patch. when you set out for sea, you need to have that.
Yeah.
I'm on the wrong ship.
A tricone hat.
But you know what the right ship would
fleet.
Be.
No, there's a ship in my fleet. It's named the USS Kidd, and it actually flies the original Jolly Rogers flag when they go underway.
Kidd.
That is so cool.
That's badass.
Yep. He flies the original, like, their ship flies the original Jolly Rogers flag.
Why are they allowed to fly that flag?
Because it's named after the guy.
The Kidd family requested that they fly it underway.
No way!
The Navy said, sure.
Get on that boat, like, now.
It's moving up to Everett.
Nice!
Do it.
You got a chance?
No.
Aw, oh, crap.
I'm stuck on my boat, but... I might be able to get a chance to jump on it to go
sink the boat
for a couple days.
Scuttle the ship, and everybody has to get reassigned to different boats.
There's
you know,
felony.
I'd be all right. With
that. I'm gonna. Sink
I might
this
be
all right
with
on.
That because this boat's
I think,
a complete.
I would say
shit.
I think many of your fellow crewmates would probably appreciate it. Maybe get them on board.
Well, this last
put a limpet mine on the side of it, have it detonate. Then when they get sunk by using 50s technology, nobody will suspect you.
Oh my god, this would be the best court martial ever. Just holy crap!
Why did you do it? I wanted to be on a boat. That
I wanted
flew
to get on
a
different
flag.
Boat, and I was saving the government tons of money.
No, we finally got out on our first underway 2 weeks ago.
You actually went out in the ocean,
yes.
Is what happened.
Yeah,
okay.
Finally. About like 60 miles off the coast or some shit like
can
that.
Can you tell us what happened, or is that classified?
All we did was sea trials. We like did full power runs, and then we did something called a crash back where you go from full ahead to full astern.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds very strenuous on the hardware.
Oh, it is, but they were trying to break us. They were literally trying to break the boat.
Okay.
So it was really cool because I got to
stand on. So they failed?
No, we passed.
You passed by not breaking the boat.
Yes. Exactly. The boat's still alive.
Oh.
And then, like, when we went to full reverse, I was standing on the flight deck up against our hangar doors.
Uh-huh.
And it was because the flight deck's the very back of the ship. And so the waves, like, came across and hit the back of the boat and then soaked us all.
Ugh.
We were back there. It was fun. And then the last underway, they actually let me drive the boat for a while.
The way.
Yep. We were doing something called an unrip, where it's like when you're at sea, there's another ship and you're both doing like 20 knots side by side, and there's like fuel lines and other like zip lines going across, giving supplies back and forth.
Did you take the helm and say, "I'm a leaf on the wind"?
When the captain let you sit in his chair, when you were in the captain's booth or wherever
you're at the helm,
steering wheel is. Did he start asking you about boats and eventually ask you, Andrew, yeah. Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
No, he did not.
Movies about gladiators.
That would be on a plane.
It would. But I think it's still very effective.
And I don't think Leslie Nielsen's going to be the captain of the boat.
No, that's a real shame. I mean,
did your uncle ever inappropriately touch you in his cabin?
He can't get much more obvious than that. Did your uncle touch you on a boat? Did he tickle your tackle?
Never heard that one.
I made it up.
Is it because and that works with boating too?
It does. Wait, what's tackle on a boat? Is it a
like? I'm thinking fishing.
That's what I'm thinking too. Tackle as in like,
and you have to. You are usually you're on a boat when you go fishing. I mean, you don't have to, but
wait, what the? What? Who are these people fishing on boats?
It's called a fishing
that's
boat.
That's unnatural.
They're fishing terrorists.
Terrorists?
No, they're fishing for terrorists.
The fish are the terrorists.
Yes.
Oh,
wait. Or are they fishing for men?
Are they? Wait, so are the fish trying to destroy America now?
Of course.
Why?
Just like the
because
deer are trying
America,
to kill
apparently.
The vegans.
I don't know.
The fish are trying to kill the... This is a really big agenda. I'm surprised nobody else...
It's a conspiracy, man.
I'm gonna fucking
I'm speechless.
But I think that this is a very legitimate conspiracy truth. It's not a conspiracy theory because we've pulled back the curtain. Learn.
Look out,
where
fish!
You're...
We're coming for you.
Yeah,
we're on to you.
You know
my
what?
God, you know what I just realized?
What?
Y'all can marry each other now.
Except
happened.
For I'm already taken. So
go America.
I don't know. Show. There's not a ring on your finger yet.
The,
oh my god.
I said your finger.
You're wearing it on a necklace?
Yep.
Because I didn't know that guys didn't wear engagement rings.
I got
rings.
Like tons of people asking, did you get engaged or just married? Or did you get
just
married or just
married.
Engaged?
What?
I mean, yeah. They would constantly ask if I got married or just engaged.
I thought that, I don't know. I'm just
so
dumb.
I still have it with me all the time, but yeah.
How many people like notice rings?
You'd be
for
surprised.
That to be a problem.
You'd be surprised.
People that are looking for bitches and hoes. I don't know.
So everybody that noticed the ring on Drew's finger was
They're
looking
like,
to get a piece
hey.
Of that ass. Is that what we're implying
definitely.
Here?
No, that's
how many of them are guys?
He's like, so, are you married?
No, I...
Is there a Mrs. Gillespie?
Renee's laughing because he knows who Stephanie is.
Yeah. Well, it's legal now, so...
Oh, Jesus.
The Samoans. God's prototype.
What?
Wow, that's
too unique to kill, too ugly to let live.
What no. the
I was going Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Is this the second time we've been racist against Samoans?
No, I was going off. No, I was doing.
Maybe that's wrong. That's
no, I was
what's
going,
wrong with a girl I work with. I can't figure out what her fucking ethnicity is. She's not Hawaiian
no,
or Mexican.
I was going the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, you were doing. Okay. Well, why don't you just ask
honestly
her?
I honestly don't remember. Like, I did ask her, and she didn't really answer.
And she
me.
Was like.
Kind of.
Oh.
So
yeah,
she works with a dwarf,
like,
a Samoan.
Okay.
Couple of other people.
And they all walked into a bar.
Oh, my God.
A dwarf, a Samoan, and a redhead all walk into a bar.
And I think the dwarf was gay, which Ben might have liked. I don't know. Ben apparently has a thing for bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
And, like, I was so close to asking her, are you with anyone? I was going to try to hook her brother up.
You're just
going to
set that up with the... You know what? I think he would...
He had nothing to lose.
He'd go for it.
He'd think you're the best wing lady ever. Oh. Sure. I don't know. We don't know
how... He tried at least once.
We don't know.
Ben's options are 1880 teeth optional.
18 to... What? You think the range is that open?
No, that's Ben's standards is 1880 teeth optional.
I think he's got a slightly more rigid criteria than that.
Yeah.
He has
I think
really,
so.
Like,
he ain't here
odd...
to defend himself, so that...
Obviously, he has odd taste because of the minute.
Yeah, well, it is Ben.
Yeah,
so.
He's always been a little more interesting.
But we got to figure out...
That's why we love him.
I kind of want to know, how far does this midget thing go?
What do you mean?
And, what is it about the midget that Ben finds appealing? And also, wait, I don't care about that.
I've taken a couple psychology classes.
I've taken one.
Okay. With your qualified. Combined expertise of three psychology classes, what could we glean from this?
Therese, you're the primary, unless you've taken more experience. You have more experience.
The only thing I can think of
thing
is
about
headed...
taboos. And Ben.
His family.
Is...
Who is he?
His family never really had many of those, though.
Yeah.
Which is why he strives to be extra odd.
Just to try and find his limits of what's acceptable.
For some people, an odd person would be like a person with like three nipples. And for Ben, he's a little more extreme. It's like, this 2 foot person.
He needs a midget with three nipples.
I was thinking, the only reason I could think of for the interest in midgets
I really
would be...
I hope your mom's not listening.
Oh, she's going to listen.
Oh, she's going to. I would think it's because the head is at... on average waist height of a normal human being.
Oh, that's sick.
But maybe I'm a bad person also. that could also come into play. We can't rule that out. Don't discount that.
I don't know why.
Me neither. We
let's
really...
ask
Ben,
him.
Yeah, you need to figure this. We need,
somebody
unless
call him
he
right
went
now.
To where did where's
Leavenworth?
Leavenworth.
Leavenworth prison.
Yeah, unless he went to the prison instead of the city.
Ben, we need you.
Oh, wait, he's the one free phone call to call the show.
Wait, so what's his felony then?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We should
it could
think of
be
that.
Anything.
It could be like a combination of raped, being raped, and something else.
It's not a crime to be
sex
raped unless
middle.
You're in Iraq.
Public?
No, he's raping somebody while being raped.
That's just called a gay orgy.
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just a good old-fashioned Sunday in Texas.
I think that's one of his fantasies, to be honest.
What?
I said I think that's one of his fantasies.
An orgy?
No, raped.
To be in the middle of a meat sandwich?
Yeah. I don't know. We've never actually had that conversation.
Yeah, but... I don't particularly want that conversation with Ben, to be honest. But
I don't either.
But wouldn't it be fun?
No.
No.
Why? Okay, just keep drinking out of that bottle long enough, and it'll be fun, okay?
Yeah.
Eventually, everything will be fun. Keep going. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Ben's would be, probably some sort of either smuggling or human trafficking.
I think it's a sexual thing.
It would be a sexual
human trafficking.
Of midgets? That,
of people in general.
Midget trafficking.
Hey,
but it's
spend
a small
less on shipping. Spend less on shipping.
Harsh,
does that
harsh.
Mean they're no longer considered oversized packages?
You fit them in an oversized in an overhead compartment. We're horrible people. We're all going to hell for this episode.
You can just, okay, human trafficking for midgets is just putting one inside of a UPS ship anywhere box and then just putting that in the
flat
system.
Rate box in the post office.
Flat rate box. That's what it's called. Damn
it. If it fits, it ships.
Joke.
Oh,
I'll make him fit.
So
he's
no, I don't know. Well, if you
he's
have a
curtailing
way,
to a very specific market.
If you want to change the subject,
he's
cornering
the market.
If you want to change the subject, I have problems with Macbeth.
Okay.
Has anybody here read or ever seen a production of Macbeth?
No.
If anybody's been to
I know
any of the high school
I know
plays,
the
then
overall
yes.
arching story, more or less.
Okay. Try and, round it out. Three sentences or less, go.
Oh, God, I don't know. It'd take longer than that, but go ahead and go.
Really, for those that are not familiar with Macbeth, the entire idea is Act 1... the people in these two kingdoms are friends. It's England and Scotland. They're buddies. Mm-hmm. And the Macbeth guy is walking through the woods with his buddy. I forget his name. And they run across three ladies in the woods that tell him, "Hey, Macbeth, you're going to be king of Scotland. And hey, you, other dude, all your kids are going to be kings and queens of the other kingdom. I forgot already." Mm-hmm. And they're all like, "Whoa, that's great." And then... Macbeth gets home and he tells his wife, "Hey, lady, check this shit out. These people in the woods told me that, like, I'd be king and that'd be so awesome. And she's like, oh, that's great. You need to kill the king to make this happen. It was a really strange.
Isn't that also like his uncle or something like that? Or
his wife is his uncle?
No. The king.
Oh, the king?
I thought he was related to king for some in some way.
Yeah, I think the king is his uncle or brother. I'm not sure. There's a lot of
his
cousins.
His uncle twice removed.
His,
I don't know.
Which is like his roommate, really.
Pretty much.
That's not even a connection on the family tree anymore. I'm not. I don't
it's
know.
A dotted line.
I hate family trees so goddamn much.
It's easier in the South.
Never.
Just be glad you're it not becomes Mexican. A wreath.
Why? Because the stump. Family tree would be huge?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Her family is huge.
Wait.
My Mexican friend, Marbella.
Oh, I thought you were saying your family. Your
Teresa's Mexican half of the family.
No.
Do you have a Mexican part of the family?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd check in with race
keep
relations.
Saying no like that, I'm going to think yes.
What do you mean?
No.
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 No. I clean.
That was good.
Wick.
I forgot what I was doing. Oh, yeah. So, still act one. Eventually. What were you saying?
Oh, did you talk about that one night? Talking about Mexicans made me think about that one night I partied with Mexicans. It was pretty bad.
It was a quinceañera, right?
No.
That's not racist.
Anyways.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. You be the judge, America.
I don't think
no,
we talked about
I
it.
Spent at her house and we're staying up late and my friend she was like we have to be quiet my dad's getting up for work and I was like what time is it and she was like it's 2 o'clock and like her dad was getting up to go to work at 2 a.m
holy crap
we had like, to be at the farm by 4
yeah like that's insane
well that's racist
I feel like I'm interrupting continue.
No you're fine
no you're not
no
we're fine
we all interrupt each other that's how it rolls.
And then we eventually get back to the main point, which, what was that again?
Macbeth. Act one.
Oh, yeah.
Kill the king.
Yeah, so eventually Macbeth's wife, by the way, spoilers for a 400-year-old play. that's what I was going through when I was watching it. I didn't want to read the program because of spoilers.
Yeah.
And I probably should have read it because I got so goddamn confused by the second act. But anyway, first act's going on, and he does kill the king, and then, like, immediately gets a guilty conscience about it, and he's like, oh, what have I done? And then his wife's like, shut the fuck up, don't be a pussy, what? Get the blood off your hands and just move on with this shit, you're the king now.
Roll with it.
Yeah, and then at the very end of act one, he starts having a nervous breakdown because he thinks he sees the ghost of the king, I think, sitting at the table, and he's just, like, flipping shit, and his wife's like, oh, it's so okay, guys, he's just has an illness. Don't pay it. He'll be fine in a minute. And she takes him over to the corner. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Get your pack, slaps him, get your shit straight. And eventually they figure it all out and they like go to bed. That's the end of act one. Then act two starts and I don't fucking get it at all. There's so much unnecessary shit in here. I can't believe it. Like, you know what? I'm actually just going to go ahead and do a theme.
When you're mad at the world, do you keep all the anger inside you until it festers into a mental illness?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
No, you unleash it all on the internet, of course. This is therapy. The doctor is in.
Teresa, have you not heard this before?
No, she didn't even know what therapy segment was.
Yeah, until they wanted me to do it on anti-vaxxers.
Oh, damn.
That is for a future show.
We'll do it for another time. That's fine. Act two of Macbeth has a few issues in it, and it's either because of like plot holes that Shakespeare did not foresee, or it's just a product of really of him butchering English in order to make his stupid rhyme scheme work.
Iambic pentameter or whatever it is.
I think that's what it is, yeah. But it's such a strange way to write.
I think people give Shakespeare a lot more credit as a writer than he's due. I think people are like, oh my god, Shakespeare is literally the greatest shit ever in the history of English language.
You will have a fight with Kirstie about this, because I almost did.
I don't care.
second act begins, and, oh man, I should probably, you know what, I wrote down the plot holes, I think.
of course you did.
What did I have? Okay, so, as it progresses, you find out that not only is Macbeth like really broken up about killing the king, his wife, since she was an accomplice to the whole thing, is also feeling super guilty, but nobody knows that she had a part of it. Then in like the biggest, dumbest, probably earliest use of Deus Ex Machina I've ever seen, all of a sudden, the wife of Macbeth starts sleepwalking and talking in her sleep about...
Spills the beans.
She's like talking about, oh, he's dead, don't worry about it, this guy's gonna die too, I can't wash the blood off my hands, hey, shut up, Macbeth, you're a pussy. And that's how everyone else learns about it. That's a terrible way to... just dumb. I can't believe I have to say this about that play. Then it's... then later on they say, oh, Lady Macbeth died. And the guy who says it just walks out. That's the end of it. And Macbeth's just like, whoa, my wife is dead. And you're supposed to...
Well, anyways, moving on.
And yeah, and you're supposed to infer from that she killed herself out of guilt. The guy never said it was suicide. You're just supposed to infer that based on circumstances
except
alone.
For like, and then doesn't it turn out like at the end or that she's not dead or something?
No, she's alive. Oh. No, she's dead.
Okay, I thought it went soap opera.
Yeah, no, she's not going to magically come back at the end of it. And then, oh, this is the... Okay, this could have been cut out of the play entirely. There's a whole section where the guy who's King of Scotland is talking to his what's happening? He's talking to his prince and he's talking about, okay, I'm gonna go to war with Macbeth soon. If I die, that means you're gonna be king. And the guy starts trying to come up with excuses to not be king because it's too big of a responsibility for him. So he makes up this fucking yarn about having a sex addiction. And says that he would be too busy doing it to be king.
Okay.
You didn't need that section. He spent 10 minutes explaining
that
to
the
audience.
Henry VIII proves that's not the case.
You can just make up a new religion and move on.
Make up a new religion, kill your wives, and move on.
You're King of Scotland. You could have had Church of England, Church of Scotland, and you could have hated each other forever. It would have been a wonderful friendship. I mean,
you could have both dissed on the Irish.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story.
I don't think so.
I kind of wish it
I
was
certainly
because...
I hope not.
But I don't know.
Shakespeare usually makes up most of his stuff.
Well, of course he does. I mean, he has to in order to be accepted that way.
He's an artist.
He artiste.
And nobody understands him.
No, but...
Including the people of his own time.
No, people understand him, but like it's just so... People give him a lot of praise, and we've definitely moved on, and we've created better things.
I think people give him praise because they think they're supposed to give him praise.
Like, because he's a big... He's a big-time author. He automatically gets all this credit.
It's like, oh, everybody, it's basically been spread around, oh, Shakespeare's the greatest thing ever. He's so great. We should all love him.
Jump on a bandwagon.
Exactly. It's a bandwagon thing anymore.
You watched this in a cemetery?
It was a live production of it. It was Shakespeare in the Park.
Did you wish you could crawl in one of the graves?
Lone Fir. What?
Lone Fir? Lone Fir Cemetery?
Yeah. What?
Wish you could just crawl in one of the graves instead of finish it out?
No, I watched it. It was okay, but there was just some things that could have been changed around. I kind of wanted to punch up Shakespeare's script for him, and in a way, I did.
The editors of
maybe that's
ye olde
how
England.
You could, like, I don't know, be famous. You could rework his plays.
There you go.
Make a movie.
Oh, my God. I would
be the new Mel Gibson.
Modern...
I don't know.
I was going to say...
Logical Shakespeare. That's what I'd call it.
Yeah,
Shakespeare
we,
that makes fucking sense.
Because if we try and do a modern Shakespeare with original Shakespeare, you get Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, and then that abomination.
But you get to see boobies. There are boobies in that movie.
You
oh,
can see those
I didn't.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's true, but...
Just walk down the street.
You know what? I'm just gonna... Seeing boobies in a movie is a nice surprise. I'm not, like... I know you can look them up anytime, but if you're just watching it and you just don't expect the scene to come up and all of a sudden the lady walks out of the shower and she got
you're
nothing,
like,
it's
oh,
like,
hey.
Oh, hey, this is... Oh, okay. This movie automatically gets half a star in addition because of this one moment, but not... It doesn't usually get... I don't rate things on IMDb, actually.
I never have.
Okay, but anyway, I have problems with Macbeth, and next I'm gonna shit on Hamlet.
That was
I always get Hamlet and Macbeth mixed up, usually.
Really?
I never have that problem.
Oh.
Apparently, it's also bad luck to say the name Macbeth when you're at the play.
So did nobody say his name or something?
No, people said it.
That's kind of conceited.
Best is what they end up doing.
Huh?
Best is what they end up doing for that. Instead of saying Macbeth.
They say Beth?
No,
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
Instead like of... M'lady.
That is the...
That's
yeah,
so
they take
stupid.
Out the, they take out the
that
C.
Is, that is literally one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
But that's what they do.
That was literally...
That is literally, literally. The dumbest thing I have ever
How
heard
How are you guys on
week.
Parks and Rec now?
Like halfway through season 5.
Nice. You're just chugging along.
I know.
You should.
It's pretty funny.
Game of Thrones is on hiatus for a while. You should just...
I need to get the newest seasons from
I
you
need
still.
To get started 4 and 5? On that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to rebuild
five
my laptop
takes a
first.
Long time to get interesting.
Does it?
The first like 7 episodes are pretty boring. There are a lot of setup. And then it just goes absolutely crazy from 8 on.
Hmm.
But...
I'll keep that in
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, no, we do need to get you going, Teresa. Renee wants to watch it with either Ben or I, so that way we can explain it to him.
Yeah. It's,
I'll watch it with
because
Ben.
Because Ben needs it to
Ben's
be
already
explained.
Seen it all. Oh. No. Renee needs it to be explained because there's about a cast of like 1,000 characters.
There's 1,000 characters and it's just going to
each one
get
has
too...
their own political motivations and allegiances and
okay, that's
history.
Kind of confusing.
And also...
I'm just trying to get my own life figured out. Like, damn.
Although that being said, in the TV show, it cuts down the character list to about 400 out of those 1,000.
After the first season? Or...
No. Just in general. They combine a lot of characters into one character.
Oh, really?
They'll cut out a lot of unnecessary characters, give some of their actions to some of their more main characters,
okay,
and then move on.
So they don't have to pay the actors as much.
Well, that way they don't have to spend every episode introducing 8 characters.
That's good. I know. I just know if I start watching it, it'll get like way too Lord of the Ringsy for me, and I need everything to be broken down into an analogy. So it's like, okay, so he fucked his mom, but why is he mad at his dad? Did he fuck his dad?
And the obsession characteristic kicks in.
When's that? Oh.
Having to know everything about everything
yeah,
in the world.
I get that. Like, I don't know.
Wait, you get too involved into
yeah.
the
She gets
setting.
Really sucked into it, has to know everything about the world.
It's either I'm obsessed with it, or
Want
I can't even
to do
pay
with it.
Attention to it. Yeah. Gemini, I don't know.
Is that a quality of that particular what's it?
I think so.
Astrological sign, flip-floppiness.
Oh, by the way, what do you guys think of the whole astrology thing? Like, do you think it's a bunch of bullshit, or do you think that there's some truth to it?
Astrology?
I think it's like
the mapping of stars?
No, that's like, astronomy. Astrology is like the, you know,
your
the
sign,
like
I'm
Libra,
Gemini.
You're an Aquarius, so don't eat fish on Tuesdays, because you'll choke on it.
I think it's complete bullshit.
I think
the atheist.
I think some of the personality kind of traits associated with them can be accurate,
but I don't know if
but
that's
then again,
just random.
I was gonna say, also, then we could also read something and say, oh, yeah, this person's like that. We'll go through our entire mind list of
humans,
things about that person.
We just like to like define things,
we need everything to be categorized and you know, itemized on a list.
And you know what? People love categorizing themselves if they look at a list of qualities that is attributed to a certain month they were born in, they'll read it and they'll go, you know what, I am thoughtful and funny and sometimes challenging,
and you look for some sort of memory or things in your past that justifies that thing versus if you know. And also there's the thing, I think I saw this on one of the Bill Nye at the Science Guide episodes, actually the signs, when those signs were first attributed by today's, they're about 2 signs off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so wow.
They were
so
supposed to represent
basically go
so
what your sign PCs? Is go from your sign go 2 down, and that's technically what would have been the astrological sign when you were born.
But I'm a Gemini.
No, you have bet that your whole life is a lie now. You're a
I don't know what any of them
a
are.
Libra. I don't know.
That's what I was gonna say.
They do the whole compatibility.
That's astrology, folks. It's really tough. I don't know. I think my
sorry.
Is that a hip? Hop. The hip. The hip. Hip. Hop. You don't stop rocking to the bang bang boogie. Say don't jump the boogie and the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I am rapping to the beat.
You started this, Therese.
Me, the crew, and my friends are gonna try and move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. I don't know.
This is one of the wisest things I've ever heard.
Why is it white? The guy's black.
I know, because
you're
white.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did something.
And only white people actually quote that.
No, that's not true. I did something.
Not at all.
I did something way more white yesterday. What?
Do tell.
Okay, I will try
How
and make...
How can you get any more white than you already are?
Okay, but I can get more white by standing up, hiking my shorts up to my belly button, and then wiggling my hips and making a peace sign and saying, get down. If you could just imagine
that
for a moment.
What's your shirt tucked in?
Oh, damn it.
That would have made it the epitome of white.
Were you wearing suspenders and glasses?
I don't have suspenders.
No, that's just dorky. That's not epitome white.
I think that being white is just like being smart and...
having a job and
no, that's racist.
I just kidding.
Renee's laugh was priceless.
I couldn't pass on Renee's reaction. I had to go there. No, I don't actually believe that. There are many, many hardworking
Everyone's
people of every ethnicity, gender. Creed,
I love everyone.
And then there's many lazy people of all those things as well. There are many, many lazy.
But
white
laziness and stupidity crosses all borders, but regardless if it's national or ethnic. Anyway, what?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
We're not racist at all. Only to ourselves.
Yes.
We're not being racist against ourselves.
Okay, fair enough.
We're
not racist.
Hashtag
I promise.
White hate. I don't know.
How do you hate on white people? Do you just say that they're just born racist? That might be the easiest way to do that.
I'm pretty sure that's what most of them do.
Can someone explain to me the whole Confederate flag, like... crisis.
It's That's a PR funny. Stunt.
Yeah, we talked about it last week on the show. Basically,
it's fine.
There was a shooting in, was it
Charleston?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Of course.
The day of the shooting, because, and like eight black people got shot.
Nine.
Okay, I thought it was whatever.
The shooter was motivated specifically to kill black people.
Yeah, and then the day of the shooting, basically, the.
I thought racism
was the governor's
wasn't
office.
Really a thing anymore.
Oh, it definitely. Racism
oh.
will
I guess
always,
I was born
as
in
long
the
as
north.
There
you
are,
should come to my
yeah.
work sometime.
As long as there are different races, there will be racism. That's Seriously? Just a plain simple fact. There's no way to get rid of it, unfortunately. But basically, it was what was the governor's office that flew was flying
state capitol.
State capitol. Anyways, the state capitol on the day of the shooting flew the Confederate flag on the day that nine black people were shot and killed by a white man.
Oh wow!
And they refused to take it down because some people found it offensive.
Okay.
And they refused to take it down, and it turned into this big ordeal, basically.
Yeah.
People think that the Confederate flag is the white supremacy and, you know, it's all about racism and slavery. It's not.
Well, it
the
did.
The Confederacy flag is more of anti-universal government.
See, that's what... It's not entirely true. Well, the thing is, and we talked about this on the show last week, the
Your
Confederate
faces were priceless.
The Confederate flag as we know it, you know, the red flag with the blue X with the stars in it, that was designed after the Civil War was even over.
Mm-hmm.
So the true Confederate flag actually looked fairly similar to the current U.S. flag at the time, too.
And do keep in mind
the 13 stars were the 13 original states.
I thought it was the colonies that wanted to secede.
Yeah, it's not going to be the
No, it's not the original
colonies.
13. No, it's not. Considering they call it the War of Northern Aggression, they're not going to honor the North.
Yeah.
Even though the North
well, it's, Anyways. It's that they're separate from each other. They're not trying to be one...
Well, do take note that the creator of the flag that's causing all this controversy was a devout racist.
Yeah.
And
but everyone was back then.
That doesn't make it right. That's
I know, I but am. It's just
But right. making a flag was. In mind, keeping in mind that you designed it as a symbol of pro-slavery, pro-oppression
yeah.
to other races.
If it's a Confederate flag, it's a flag that represents the Confederacy, which was a government organization that condoned and encouraged slavery and, you know, keeping oppression and all those kind of things. That's ultimately what it represents in a nutshell, basically. A flag is a symbol that represents something, and what the Confederate flag represents is the Confederacy. I mean, you can argue it all you want, but that's what it was designed to represent. People may interpret it differently now, but the plain simple fact is that that's not what it was intended as. Same way the swastika, is the same parallel. It does, yes, it represents Nazism and fascism now if it's on a red flag with a white circle, but the symbol itself is not a symbol of evil and hate and white power. It's a symbol of basically good luck and power and good, it's a good luck charm from like Hindu or Buddhism or something like that.
No, Hinduism.
Hinduism. So, yeah, it's just,
The end. Guys, did we solve racism?
No.
No. Like we already established, it's never going to be completely solved.
If anything, we're going to make racism worse. just been talking about this shit.
Yeah. I don't think so, because white people are declining.
Declining what?
Okay.
No, like, oh, you mean
we're melting pot.
I don't think we're declining so much as the other races are multiplying faster.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah.
They're like a bunch of rabbits in the middle of the spring.
They're as into education. Okay, racism.
No one here.
Therese went just ultimate racism mode.
No one here can ever be president.
Oh, yeah, we're all on too many lists.
It's true. Yeah, there's no... I didn't have that as my end goal in mind anyway. So.
No. No, like, when I sent out the group text, I was like, I have smoke bombs. I almost wanted to send out a second text that said, okay, I'm on a government watch list now. Because it's a bomb.
Well, if you've ever texted the word bomb to anybody, you're on that
list. Or said it on Facebook or any sort of thing on the internet or looked up anything regarding anything.
Even if it's like the hot new slang, as in the bomb, you're gonna be put on that list too. So sorry, but that is the way the world works currently.
Or 1812 Overture with cannons. Oh, it's got cannons in it, therefore it's explosives and you're gonna be on a list now.
Everybody just get on the list.
Yeah.
Thanks, like, TSA. Oh, we didn't.
No, it's NSA, not
either.
TSA. Well,
TSA, NSA, really.
Same thing.
Oh.
Well, TSA is just
different,
like,
fingers to the hand of the Illuminati. No, just
I don't have. Fuck! I don't have my Illuminati theme music, which I never had.
Because they're so secret, they don't even know their own theme music.
Do you think we could Google that?
Illuminati theme music.
Do it.
Well, you know that's just the X Files.
I was gonna
theme,
say they're just
right?
gonna bring up the X Files theme song.
Oh, Renee, you can always search things faster.
I know
than
that's
annoying.
You just. Did the X-Files theme.
That's what most people attribute the Illuminati theme is the X-Files theme.
But it's a great theme, though.
I have seriously slowed down my watching of the X-Files.
Oh, you never finished?
I'm about halfway through season 7.
Oh, well. Man.
I know. I'm heard that's pretty much a good place to stop.
Yeah, there's a cutoff point for a lot of shows.
I'm probably going to watch it all the way through, though.
What the hell ever? Go for it. They're making new episodes anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because they got new episodes coming back in January.
Okay, Teresa.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
I literally looked it up and it played the
X-Files theme. Yes.
Yeah. It's fucking good, isn't it?
Funny.
Andrew did not realize that they are bringing back the X-Files.
When did you learn this?
Just now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I don't know.
Have you never watched the X-Files?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Dude, watch it all on Amazon Prime. Don't watch it on Netflix.
100 and some odd hours a week. I don't have time.
Okay. Well, when you get the time, watch it on Amazon Prime, not Netflix.
Why?
Because Netflix doesn't have any of the subtitles for foreign language parts.
Oh.
And they don't have it in widescreen on any of the seasons, even after they switch over to widescreen. Amazon Prime does.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
They have like half of season 2 up to date, but that's about it. Because,
See, Netflix, this is why people torrent stuff. Because you don't put it up the right way. You know what? They edit episodes sometimes.
Yeah, they did that with the Arrested Development.
What did they change?
They took off like the news banners and they just put like a little subtitle caption.
Yeah, that really took away from that series, and they also changed some of the music in some episodes of Scrubs too.
Yeah.
You can't screw with the music in Scrubs. What is that?
Trivia crack,
sorry. You're really wanting us to get on this game. What's the deal? Give me the 411.
What's the lowdown on the hoedown on this app?
It's kind of fun. Like, I don't know.
It asks you a question regarding 6 trivia topics, and you have a choice of 4 answers. You pick the right one. You get enough answers right, you can try and get like a little star in a certain field.
Thank you,
basically. After you get the star in each field, you win, and you're playing against another person.
Therese, do you want to put your username out there so people can fight you with knowledge? Or
honestly, I don't know it, Drew.
I don't either.
Oh, well.
I just added people on Facebook, and I don't know. It's fun.
You're one of those assholes.
I'm kind of a nerd.
That, what, sends people game notifications?
Yes.
No, I don't.
She limited it so it can't do anything other than access her friends list to find people.
Yeah, okay. So they can, like, know
so it can't post anything. Nobody else can see anything on except for her on it about it.
I'm waiting. It's, you know what's very strange on in this is internet land news.
Okay.
I think we can close out with.
I think I can comprehend.
I didn't expect Reddit to crumble before Facebook, but that is happening right now.
It really is. I mean, it very well could very soon.
It's crazy, but I'm a little excited to be watching the revolution
happen. I'm sad yet excited to see what happens.
And
not excited, interested to see what happens is more the appropriate term.
You need to learn about the alternative websites now.
Vote.
Yeah, that's the one that most people are going to, but it's getting fucking hammered right now.
Because they don't have the servers
set up
for it.
And their code is shit right now.
So you realize that, you know, when Reddit goes downhill like it will, you know, when it becomes MySpace, it's just the whole website's going to crash for about a month while they get caught up.
Oh my God, they're never going to recover from this. It's amazing. We have to immortalize the happenings really quickly.
So basically,
back when I was a kid,
my day, there was drama between websites in the Reddit wars.
On July 2nd, 2015.
Oh my God.
Back in the dark ages.
But it's July 4th now. You're a little late.
Happy 4th of July! Yay! Woo! Explosions, America, freedom.
I don't have any music for this.
America,
something day, yeah. Sucks, though.
Yeah, I won't argue with that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen, did I show you guys that video? The why America is no longer the greatest country in the world?
We don't need a video to prove that.
Is that the clip from Newsroom?
I think so.
Yeah, I've seen it.
We don't need proof of it. We know.
It's like the dude and he's in between two people on stage and one guy's like, freedom. And then
this guy's like, we're not, and he starts spouting
That's
off Jeff all these.
That's Jeff Daniels, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Reddit crisis.
A few months ago, Reddit got a brand new CEO named Ellen Pao.
Yeah.
And when she was hired as interim CEO of Reddit Incorporated, I guess we can call it. She was in the middle of a lawsuit for a sum of money against her former employer claiming gender discrimination. And the amount that she was suing for happened to be the exact same amount that her husband embezzled from another company.
Great.
So that already threw out a few red flags. Recently, there were some subreddits that were banned because they were
considered hate group websites, like fat people hate, basically.
Other
super racist subreddits, like I think there was basically one as like Coontown or something was the name of the Reddit.
Yep, and
subreddit
pics of dead kids was a thing. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
They started getting rid of the wrong subreddits. So people that were angry about that moved over to a alternative website that essentially functions the same.
It's just
called vote.co.
Yeah.
And people were happy for a bit, and some people were leaving Reddit, and it just kind of stagnated for a bit. Then, two days ago, there's an employee that's been with Reddit for a while.
But...
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that.
Give me one. The first employee Reddit admin that was fired was known as the community manager.
Basically was in charge of all AMAs.
She would sit next to the celebrity and ask all the questions that seemed relevant and type in their answers for them.
She would basically organize, set up, you know, help moderate. Basically, she ran all of the AMAs.
And they fired her. No warning to any of the subreddits that did AMAs.
From what I've read of rumors, basically because they wanted to make some changes as far as how AMAs worked, kind of like throwing a couple of different things, trying to basically almost add a bunch of different extra ads and monetary different things to make money on Reddit. And she's like, no, that's going to negatively impact the website. And they're like, fine.
Okay, then you're done.
Yeah, fine.
And so
we'll find someone else who will agree with us.
To show solidarity against the firing of the community manager, a lot of the default subreddits on Reddit went private for 24 hours or more. Some of them being
I thought a lot of more
science,
indefinite.
Movies, what?
I thought they were still indefinitely going out.
I really liked science.
Yeah, there's science, movies, IAMA.
I think Pix is going to be out for 90 days.
Yeah, Pix is out.
Maybe it's time to unplug for
a
while.
It's there.
I've already decided that one a long time ago.
Yeah.
Television's out. There was a lot of the main subreddits were gone. Gaming was down.
Yeah, it's still down, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really go on it. Anyways, and then they also got rid of the one that was in charge of the Secret Santa.
Oh, that was the other guy?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me about this guy, because I didn't really hear much.
No, I just heard basically, probably for similar reasons, basically disagreements over the course that the website should take.
Is this the leukemia guy?
I don't think so, but basically, I don't know. I didn't read much. This was almost a footnote to the whole recent thing with the AMA lady.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm for similar reasons, basically, that he didn't agree with different policies. You know, basically, he was let go because he wouldn't basically bow down and agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone now, and so who knows if the whole Reddit Secret Santa thing is, which, how many people participate in that a year?
Oh, my God. Thousands.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
And now they're gone.
Yep.
It's probably going to be gone.
It sucks. I participated in one of those.
I thought you were in, like, two or three of them.
No, I only did one.
Oh.
What did I get out of that? I got a really cool puzzle, and I got my
He-Man. Yeah, your He-Man.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
That was just directly from person to person. That wasn't your Secret Santa. The other thing was that Death Star Ice Cube maker.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That you use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Except for today. You don't know I have one of those?
No.
I have a mold that you pour water into, and it makes an ice cube in the shape of the Death Star.
An ice ball.
Yeah.
When did you get this?
I got this last Christmas. Year.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought
way
I thought
to be in the loop.
He hasn't been here
look
for a while.
Look how much I've been
You've
around.
You've been around.
Not that much.
Enough.
Round, get around. I get around.
Get around.
I get around.
Give that commercial with like the old people and their scooters.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to say something else with the old people getting around.
Yeah, I was going to say syphilis
like
with
thing.
The old people.
You mean this song?
Yes, we know what the song is. It's Beach Boys.
Get around.
I get around.
I can really hit those high notes.
I can't.
Because
well.
You have no
Don't
balls.
Don't play that on speaker because wow. It sounds like shit. Just, I'll take care of the music, okay? Thank you. Eventually, will you fucking
I'm
stop?
Trying to.
Jesus.
It's this new fucking update. I can't.
Just
get
break
it, to
it
work.
In half.
It's
just
like
smash it against the corner of the table. Die. Thank you.
It's like God. That time I kept accidentally opening Clash of Clans. And Renee got so pissed.
He's like, what is that noise?
I'm just like, I can't.
Eventually, I'm planning on this. Everybody will just get their own cable that can go in their phones.
That'd be great.
But I need money for that.
You need a whole new setup.
I do.
We
I need
to replace about half of
we
the setup.
We need to build an actual room.
Oh, yeah, we're
We need a new soundboard.
This port's totally broken. Like, one of the... It'll only record audio in the right headphone.
Is it a soldering issue?
Probably, but
so
I
can take care of that.
Do you know what to solder?
Yes.
Because...
What to solder or how to solder?
Yeah, there's Bolt. A very big... Oh,
I can
okay.
trace wires.
Really?
I've been doing... Like, I've had to do it a couple times on board already for electricians.
With circuit boards?
Okay, well, okay. I don't know if I want to let you do that until...
And then have the whole thing
you have
go
a new
shitty.
One?
Okay, how about wait until my birthday when I have enough money and I'm, like, thinking of buying one. I'll wait until, like, right after that show and then I'll be like, okay, you have a week to work on this and I'll hand it to you.
I don't know if I could be around then. Wait, when's your birthday?
July 27th.
I'm sorry.
Where are you going to be in fucking Hawaii?
About 100 miles off the coast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not Hawaii. Hawaii is way farther than that.
Oh, yeah.
What's 100 miles out? Are you doing nuclear bomb tests?
Just checking and stuff.
Okay. Seeing if it works.
Right.
All right. Just what was that maneuver called again where you made it go full reverse?
Crashbacks.
Crashbacks. That's such a cool word.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Nothing. Anyways.
Oh, nothing's happening. I can't find the music that I wanted because it's over here. Okay, I nailed it. Ha. All right. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at tgfradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at tgfradio.com. Anything you guys want to say before we shut this down?
Well, it feels good to be back.
Yeah. You're back
for
next week?
For a couple weeks.
All right, good, good, good.
Happy 4th of July.
You betcha.
Thank you, stole mine, so I was going to go with what I thought you would say, is vaccinate your children.
Yes.
And Lexus, get your shit straight with the hoverboard. That
but don't please. Charge your premiums.
Yeah, that's not
Yeah, make it like
it.
$150. $200 at the max.
Oh my God, you're going to have to wait 30 years for that price.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.